Current Federal Aviation Administration regulations require non-military pilots have at least 1,500 hours of flight experience before they may work for a commercial airline. That rule was implemented in 2010, 1 year after Continental Flight 3407 crashed in Clarence, killing all 50 people aboard. That pilot, investigators said, was inexperienced and inadequately trained. Speaking on the House floor Tuesday, Congressman Brian Higgins acknowledged the family members of the victims who helped to push for the rule change.
The families of Flight 3407 who are here today led the charge, urging Congress to pass landmark flight safety legislation in 2010, including rules that could have prevented the tragedy that they all suffered. Since then, there have been 7 years of no fatal commercial crashes on domestic U.S. airlines.
Now, with committees in the House and Senate working on legislation to reauthorize the FAA, some fear that updated legislation will include a rollback of that pilot training requirement in response to complaints about pilot shortages. Congressman Tom Reed was among those calling on lawmakers to keep the current legislation in place.
We're going to be a united block of Western New York members that are going to stand with Colgan Air families, and we're going to stand together and we're going to stand strong to make sure that that watering down of that training requirement does not occur.
Among those asking the federal government to adjust current pilot experience requirements is the Chief of Staff of the United States Air Force. Earlier this year, military newspaper Stars and Stripes reported that General David Goldfein raised concerns about a difference with military pilots. They need only 750 hours of flight experience to take commercial jobs. General Goldfein has expressed worry that the difference may entice commercial airlines to lure pilots away from the armed forces. Michael Mosiak, WBFO News.